With SRN News, I'm John Scott. There's been a shooting that has occurred during the first week of classes at a Minneapolis Catholic school. No immediate information on the number of injuries, but Governor Tim Walz calls the shooting horrific. The Minneapolis city government says the shooter has been contained after gunfire at Annunciation Catholic Church. Our Catholic school, there has been no longer an active threat to residents that has been made known. A police briefing will be taking place soon. A new poll shows handling crime is now a relative strength for President Trump. The vast majority of Americans see crime as a major problem. It's a concern the president has seized on as he deployed the National Guard to Washington and threatened to expand that model to other cities. The president calling for capital punishment for murder in Washington, D.C.
I don't know if we're ready for it in this country, but we have it. We have no choice.
The president's overall approval rating has increased slightly since July. Cracker Barrel listening to its customers and reverts to its popular company logo.
Cracker Barrel customers in Vicksburg, Mississippi.
My first thought was why?
Well, I don't like the changes. I mean, it's always been Cracker Barrel like it is, so I'd like what stay like it is.
Reacting to the new corporate logo. But Doris says,
we love the sign. We love the little man on the sign. We love the Cracker Barrel.
All on the old logo.
To whoever's doing this, please leave it alone.
Corporate leaders heard Doris and Sid and many other fans, so the old logo is back.
We really like it just like it is.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Stocks moving higher on Wall Street ahead of a highly anticipated earnings update from NVIDIA. The Dow is ahead 97 points, the NASDAQ up 18. This is SRN News. That important school board meeting will take place tomorrow in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Board will hear from the public, and the hot topic will likely be an investigation into allegations that high school staff helped arrange abortions for several girls without their parents' knowledge or consent. If this happened, it is a violation of state law, and the governor has already ordered a probe. Fairfax County sits right outside Washington, D.C. It is the largest school system in Virginia, with 183,000 students and 200 schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australia says Iran was behind at least two of the multiple anti-Semitic attacks that have roiled the country in recent months. In response, the Australian government expelling the Iranian ambassador and several other officials. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the attacks were extraordinary and dangerous acts of aggression, orchestrated by a foreign nation on Australian soil. Anti-Semitism is on the rise all around the world. This is SRN News. Here's the Midday Wall Street Business Report.
As of today, a major American trading partner, India, is subject to whopping 50% U.S. tariffs. President Trump ordered the steep tariffs partially in response to India's ongoing purchases of Russian oil that helps to fuel Vladimir Putin's war machine in Ukraine. President Trump says China's monopoly on rare earth minerals must be broken. Industry insiders have long viewed critical minerals as a national vulnerability because they are crucial ingredients in many defense applications as well as an assortment of high-tech products. The prospects for additional consolidation in the rail industry have dimmed. Both of CSX's potential partners are now saying they're not interested in a deal, saying it would not make economic sense. Union Pacific and Norfolk Southern do plan to join forces. I'm Rich Thomason.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.